Then Alfie, and welcome back to another video, and another QTA video, and I believe this is episode 3 or 4, yes, 4, already somehow, which means that this is the second last episode of the season. Wait a minute, no it's not, because this season, I think you all remember, we have 10 episodes, and if you're new to the series, you don't have to watch them all in chronological order, but if you would like to, then you can go ahead and do that. And the basic gist of it is I like to talk about something, a question that you might not think to ask. And that is the basic gist of things. So without further ado, let's get started! So today's topic is, what is a Type 2 civilization? Some of you may have heard of these, some of you may have not. And I'm going to be asking what they are, obviously, and how we could benefit from being one, and how we can get to being one. I would also talk about what a Type 1 civilization is, just briefly. So, a Type 1 civilization is something that we are quite close to being. It is where we harness all of the power sources of our Earth, good old planet Earth. We use not just fossil fuels or hydroelectricity, but we also use normal electricity, wind power, all that good stuff. So that is what a Type 1 civilization is, but what is a Type 2 civilization? A Type 2 civilization is a civilization where we have mastered all of the different kinds of power from the Earth, and Type 2, we have to master the power of the energy from our sun. And we're already starting to do this, but we're kind of jumping the gun. What I mean by we're starting to do this is solar power, but that is just a tiny fraction of what can be done with a Type 2 civilization. Type 2 civilizations, being one, allows you to terraform different planets. Because if we can harness the energy of the sun, we can point its power to one certain particular planet to make that life more green or less green, and burn holes in it to maybe make water. And it would also mean that we could cover up our Earth with less sun if we were pointing it to, let's say, Mars, and then we could destroy Mars before we destroy Earth, which would be lovely jubbly. And I know you're thinking, like, but what will be the benefits of that redirecting the power of the sun to Mars or Neptune or Venus? Because you can't, don't just stop at Mars. If you can do Mars, you can do the other planets as well. But anyway, the point is that it could allow space trips, space holidays, or if you're in America, space vacations. And they would obviously cost a lot more than just going on an airplane from Britain to France or Britain to America or whatever. But it would be an incredible experience for some people, for most people. As long as you're okay with the giant alien that would obviously attack you, sent in by Planet Z. Go. But there would be certain things that you would have to put up with, like, for example, the possibility of dying, in case you're like, we don't know what kind of gravity is around Mars. Well, I guess we do, but we don't really, like, know how what kind of gravity is around Mars because we, for, like, a commercial rocket. And also, there is a thing that an oxygen supply would have to manufacture lots and lots of oxygen for people, which may be hard. Well, would be hard. We could do it. I hope. We could use it up so much that it changes the gravitational pull of planets, of the sun, which would attract new planets. But I'm hoping that we won't get to that point until around about 1 million years in the future. So that's what a Type 2 civilization is, and a Type 1 civilization, and that's the benefits of it, and that's what we could do with it. I hope you all enjoyed this video. If you made it through to the end of the video, you probably enjoyed it, so please show your appreciation by liking it. And maybe, if you really enjoyed it, you could subscribe. But that's only if you really enjoyed it. Also, I noticed that we have somehow at 50 subscribers, which is my goal for the end of the year. And we're growing quickly. Well, not quickly exactly, but we're growing quicker than we were. And also, I think this is my 95th or 96th video, so when we get to my 100th video, I'll do a double celebration of 50 subscribers and my 100th video. I might do some bloopers and outtakes and some unseen footage from things that I cut. So yeah, I'll see you all on Friday. Goodbye!